This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers, like many Americans, face enormous challenges right now, from drought to inflation and rising input costs to supply chain bottlenecks. We've been asking our elected officials to step in and get our supply chains moving again, and they just took a big step to do so. AFBF President Zippy Duval was honored to be invited to the White House to represent America's farmers and ranchers as President Biden signed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act into law. After nearly a year of bipartisan work, these reforms are the first the shipping industry has seen in almost a quarter of a century. This legislation is a positive step that should help alleviate the shipping headaches many farmers have faced for the past couple of years. Some estimates suggest that we've lost $25 billion in ag exports because of shipping challenges. Many of those losses occurred as perishable agriculture products rotted at ports while empty containers left the U.S. to be filled with goods elsewhere. Before the pandemic, containers arrived from around the world full of goods American consumers wanted and relied upon. Farmers, ranchers, and other companies that needed to export their products would load them up before sending them back to the port to be exported. But because of economic shocks that have disrupted supply chains, the cost to ship a container has increased more than 1,000% since January of 2020. Instead of delivering food to consumers around the world, it had to wait as shippers make more money by quickly sending empty containers back to ports in Asia that would bring back consumer goods rather than take the extra days to load agricultural products. While these shippers get the privilege of calling on American ports, and it might be the best for their bottom line, it can lead to disaster for many farms, ranchers, and other American companies. It also further complicates an already strained global food supply. Now, the Federal Maritime Commission can hold ocean shippers accountable and help ensure that American consumers get the products they need from other countries and that consumers worldwide get the food, fiber, and fuel we work hard to raise every day. We take pride in stocking America's pantries and addressing hunger around the globe, and this law will help us do both. What's important to recognize is how members of both parties set aside their differences to deliver solutions for America's farmers, ranchers, and consumers. While farmers and ranchers bring most Americans around the table to share a meal, agriculture also brings members of Congress to the table to find solutions. During a time of incredible partisan division, we're grateful that our elected officials could see past their differences and put us on a path to solving one of the issues we face. America needs more bipartisan cooperation, and hopefully this legislation was just the start. We hope that members of Congress can continue working together to solve many other challenging issues facing farm country, from the lack of labor to water infrastructure and the rising cost to farm. Their work on the Ocean Shipping Reform Act has delivered the roadmap to bipartisan success. Farmers and ranchers stand ready to join lawmakers at the table to develop solutions that work for everyone. Agriculture groups, including AFBF, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, and National Cotton Council, recently issued a statement regarding the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to deny the writ of certiorari petition to hear the case Monsanto v. Hardeman, which pertains to state glyphosate health warnings. The statement says, "We are disappointed the Supreme Court has decided not to hear this case, which has significant implications for our global food supply and science-based regulation. With the conflict in Ukraine threatening food security around the world and the persistent dangers posed by climate change, too much is on the line to allow the emergence of an unscientific patchwork of state pesticide labels that would threaten grower access to tools needed for productive, sustainable farming. We will be discussing the implications of the court's announcement and will determine what reforms may be needed to ensure a patchwork of state labels does not jeopardize grower access to these vital tools or science-based pesticide regulation." Growers are again expressing frustration over the Endangered Species Act biological evaluations released by EPA. As with the draft BEs last August, the final BEs are overly conservative and in some instances fail to use important data. As a result, grower groups, including the American Soybean Association and AFBF, are concerned the BEs drastically overstate the impact of the pesticides on endangered species and their habitats. In comments filed Friday, the American Farm Bureau Federation and 10 other agricultural groups warned the Securities and Exchange Commission about the consequences to rural America of the SEC's proposed rule, the enhancement and standardization of climate-related disclosures for investors. The groups stated, "Our organizations and our members are committed to transparency in climate-related matters to inform our stakeholders in a manner consistent with existing practices in the agriculture industry. However, without changes and clarifications, the proposed rules would be widely burdensome and expensive, if not altogether impossible, for many small and mid-sized farmers to comply with." The World Trade Organization Ministerial Conference held last week in Geneva, Switzerland, resulted in agriculture agreements on food security, the World Food Program, and sanitary standards. Official declarations on all three subjects were released. The Declaration on Food Insecurity underscores the need for agri-food trade to flow, while the Declaration on World Food Program food purchases states that WTO members shall not impose export prohibitions or restrictions on foodstuffs purchased for humanitarian purposes by the World Food Program. The Declaration on Sanitary and Phytosanitary Standards reaffirms the need for members to be transparent in taking SPS measures. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall commented recently on President Biden signing the Ocean Shipping Reform Act into law. Duvall attended the White House bill signing ceremony. He said AFBF appreciates the bipartisan work from Congress in getting the Ocean Shipping Reform Act passed and the quick action by President Biden to sign it into law. Record-high shipping costs and shortages of containers have created bottlenecks at our ports and worsened supply chain issues at a time of growing demand domestically and overseas. Some estimates suggest we've lost out on more than $25 billion in agricultural exports. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced recently new efforts to help prevent the introduction and spread of African swine fever in the U.S., through an outreach and awareness campaign called Protect Our Pigs, APHIS will support commercial pork producers, veterinarians, and pig owners with information and resources to help safeguard America's swine population and the pork industry. APHIS is also planning to launch a new Protect Our Pigs website. Once live, the website will house materials such as downloadable fact sheets and posters, instructional videos, shareable social media graphics, and new interactive biosecurity guide, and offer the latest disease updates. USDA has again extended the comment period for the agency's request for information on access to fertilizer, competition, and supply chain concerns. Comments are now due on July 15th, after a previous extension to June 15th from the original deadline of May 16th. AFBF will submit comments on the deadline identifying areas in which regulations create barriers to domestic fertilizer production and contribute to the ongoing supply shortages and price increases. The Farm Dog of the Year contest celebrates farm dogs in the many ways they support farmers and ranchers in producing nutritious food for families and their pets across America. The grand prize winner, Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year, will win a year's worth of Purina Pro Plan dog food and $5,000 in prize money. The winner will be recognized at a Farm Dog of the Year awards ceremony at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in January 2023. Application period closes on July 1st. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.